Hi, this is Dr. Michael Chaykin at the Center for Optimal Health in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. This is podcast number 3, Stress and Its Management. What is stress? How does it affect our mind, body, and spirit? And what can we do to protect ourselves? Stress is a challenge to a system. A good example is when a truck goes over a bridge. A bridge is designed to handle a certain amount of weight. If the weight of the truck exceeds the capacity of the bridge, it breaks. Living systems are more complicated because they do not have fixed structure or function and have the capacity to adapt and repair and respond to changes in their stress levels. In fact, most biological systems require a certain amount of stress in order to have optimal function. In other words, without some challenge, life gets boring. We need the stress of gravity and movement to maintain our bones, muscles, and our cardiovascular system. We need the stress of education to grow our brains and to learn skills that will allow us and our communities to survive, grow, and thrive. In some ways, we can think of ourselves as stress-managing machines whose purpose is to survive long enough to procreate. The adrenal glands, a part of our hormonal system, sit on top of the kidneys and produce several hormones that help us manage resources during times of stress. Like borrowing cash from our credit card account, we can get resource from our body, but we do pay a high rate of interest if that loan is not quickly repaid. With chronic stress, we never have a chance to repay the loans we took against our various bodily systems. That is why chronic stress accelerates the aging process, as can be seen in the skin, hair, nails, immune system, brain, digestion, and virtually every system of the body. A healthy amount of stress is called eustress, while too much stress is called distress. A stressor is something that stresses a system. So in the example of the bridge, the stressor is the truck and its weight. In our lives, we have two main sources of stress, external and internal. External stressors are the things in our environment and in our lives that need to be addressed in order to survive and thrive optimally. Internal stressors come from our minds, our individual biochemistries, and the organisms that live in us and on us, called the biome, that provide certain nutrients but at the same time take others. Oftentimes when we talk about stress, we talk about its effect on our minds. We have evidence that stress actually does harm us in the fact that heart attacks usually occur on Mondays. Monday is only a thought. If somebody thinks it's Monday versus Sunday or Tuesday, they have a greater chance of heart attack. The way this works is that every time we have a stressful or negative thought, several of our adrenal hormones are released in anticipation of some challenge that will need to be addressed. How much choice do we really have when the stressors are coming from the outside, such as the case of a political, health, or economic crisis, as we often seem to be experiencing these days? There was a comic that suggested an answer to how we might manage external stress. A father and son are sitting on a stoop looking in their backyard. A huge train is passing on the tracks that pass behind the house. The son has a big smile on his face because he is going to hear, see, and feel a train go by his house several times a day. The father has a frown on his face because he is thinking about his property value and the disruption of his life by the frequent noise and vibration. Both the father and son have the same external circumstance. However, what they are doing on the inside is quite different. What do you think their stress levels are? Managing stress is a skill, actually a set of tools that can decrease both the negative experience and its effects on our minds, bodies, and spirits. Here is a list of tools that you can utilize. They will be further developed on the website and in future podcasts. 1. Replace negative thoughts with their opposite. What are the benefits of your circumstance? Research has shown time and again that the feeling of gratitude decreases stress hormones and produces healing molecules such as BDNF. 2. Maintain a productive schedule. Purposeful activity is stress reducing. 3. Maintain a healthy sleep-wake cycle. Don't let the disruptions in your daily cycle affect when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Use a blue light filter when using electronics later into the evening, and utilize bedtime rituals such as journaling, listening to music, and taking appropriate nutritional aids to help with sleep onset and maintenance of sleep. 4. Maintain and enhance the healthy parts of your lifestyle, including regular exercise, good quality food, and good quality water. 5. Regarding nutrition, eat real meals, don't skip them, and avoid snacking. Take appropriate supplements when needed. 6. Stay connected with others. This means two-way communication by phone, video chat, or other safe means. 7. Volunteer to help others in some way. Not only will this provide purpose and structure, it will take you out of your self-involvement and improve your gratitude. 8. Use art, humor, play, recreation, meditation, biofeedback, and spiritual pursuits to help create a healthy, healing frame of mind. 9. Change environments and activities regularly, perhaps on a schedule as mentioned above. This will break you out of any ruts you might be getting into. And lastly, number 10, if your stress levels seem out of control, seek help from your family, friends, community, church, or health professionals when needed. Again, there will be more on the website and in future podcasts. This is Dr. Michael Chaykin. Thank you for listening.